Okay, so you want to just start by telling me a little bit about your background, like your religious background specifically?
Well, I was born Baha'i, or into a Baha'i family.
Mm-hmm.
The Baha'is don't, I mean, they're supposed to, like, enculturate the children with, like, all religions of God. And that way at age 15, which is the age of adulthood, they can pick which religion they want.
Interesting.
Or spiritual things. Because, I mean, Baha'u'llah, who's the founder of the Baha'i faith, taught that, like, I mean, like, the correct religion is the one that brings you closest to God, which, in a steady progression of unfoldment of religion through different prophets, it brings up to the culmination of Baha'u'llah, who came to unite the world.
Okay. So what kind of stuff did your parents do to teach you about the different religions? Like, what was a...
They take me to, like, churches and synagogues.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't find it as satisfying.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd also do children's classes.
Okay.
Which is where they get, like, scriptures together from the different religions. And just go over it in kind of in a Socratic method.
Okay.
Which is just their kind of teaching process.
Mm-hmm.
Draw out, like, the truths.
Interesting. Do you have siblings? I guess
I do.
Okay. And are they Baha'i? Are they?
I've got a half brother who's not, and or at least he doesn't subscribe to the label.
Okay.
And a sister who is, who subscribes to the label.
Mm-hmm. And where did your parents get into it? Were they?
My dad got into it through Star Trek.
Really?
Yeah.
No kidding. That's hilarious.
He went over to a friend's house and would ask about religion. They have conversations over Star Trek, watching Captain Kirk.
So it wasn't actually on Star Trek, or was it just a conversation they had? Okay.
No, my dad's always thought that Star Trek had a very Baha'i theme of, like, all these different people coming together.
Interesting. Okay.
Bonded with the Baha'i over it.
Okay. And then your mom?
My mom found out from my dad.
Okay. Interesting. And we were talking, you know, Ben Nelson is in my class.
Yeah.
And Ben was saying that that your family has now gotten in contact with lots of other Baha'i people in Topeka. Is this true? Okay.
Yeah.
This is all kind of hearsay. I'm, like, plugging you here. But tell me more about that. Do you know who they are in Topeka? Are they, like...
Yeah, they're good people.
Practicing people, or I mean, are they also new to the faith? Or
there's probably about, like, 19 or 20 that have been around. There's a huge wave of Baha'is in the 60s,
mm-hmm.
people signing up to be Baha'i, or whatever that means.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of them are from that elderly age of the children, but there's also a strong community there. Just people. I mean, that's pretty much all. It's just people.
Demographics, whatever. Sure, sure. Do you know anything about the early days of Baha'i in Kansas, the Baha'i faith? I know that there is a pretty rich history. I'm not super familiar, but...
I'm not either. I know that the Baha'is have been here for over 100 years in Kansas. Different areas. You know, Hayes, I think Hayes has a long history. Topeka does.
Were your parents born in Topeka?
No, they were born. My dad was born in Concordia.
Okay.
Mom was born in Liberty, Missouri.
Okay. Interesting.
Medicaid.
Yeah. Oh, really? That's cute. It's very interesting that he stumbled into it and then you guys became so involved. Are you still involved in the religion, or are you kind of...
That's a good question.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's kind of a personal question, really.
Not as much. I mean, I kind of am, but it's hard to describe.
Yeah.
Kind of on my own spiritual journey right now.
Can you tell me more about that, or is it...
Yeah, I could try. Sure. Started reading the scriptures... in the Baha'i scriptures,
mm-hmm.
and it talked about the coming of, the next manifestation of God, and, I don't know, I started questioning the literal nature of the scriptures.
Yeah.
And reading into it through metaphor.
Uh-huh.
And I started seeing a lot of beautiful things.
Sounds to me like that's what you were taught to do, right? I mean, that
yeah.
sort of inquisitive about the
yeah.
teachings. Yeah, it's interesting. Hmm.
Well, that's the nature of, I think, this independent investigation of truth.
Yeah.
It's not blind following of other men's interpretation is said to be one of the root causes of evil.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Interesting. Can you tell me more about, like, rituals or ceremonies or any sort of group gatherings that you guys do?
Yeah, group gatherings. The rituals we're shying against, actually. Mm-hmm. I'm told that, like, it can cloud the truth
sure.
behind them. And, but there's gatherings and meetings. Every 19 days there's a feast, which is where Baha'is come together and discuss, like, the practical nature, but also the spiritual natures as well of the religion
mm-hmm.
and of the peoples of the world. This is really, I mean, the Baha'i faith is supposed to be a safeguard for all of humanity, not just the Baha'is.
Okay. Any particular type of food, or is it kind of like free for all?
Well, supposed to be just water served.
Okay.
At the feast.
Okay. Are they at people's homes? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Either at people's homes or just Baha'i centers.
Okay. Is there any around here, or are they just...
In Topeka there is.
Oh, really? Okay. I didn't know that.
They share a building with the Quakers.
Oh.
Tasmania.
Oh, wait a second. Where is that? Is that by Washburn? It's by Topeka.
By Topeka.
Oh.
8th and... something.
Yeah.
One
okay.
of the presidents.
Yeah, Polk or Taylor or one of those, yeah, one of those over there. Okay, interesting. Let's see, do you guys, you know, do any sort of, like, volunteer labor for your building, or is it...
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How is that all managed, all the kind of logistics, do you know? Or?
They pay... I don't know. You'd have to ask the Assembly of Topeka.
Mm-hmm.
I think they just offer it for free.
Yeah.
Out of kindness and goodness.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting. Okay. Any sort of, issues of personal interaction? Like, are there clashing of people that you can think of? Are there different groups that kind of separate in their own categories? Or is it pretty well meshed?
Pretty meshed.
Yeah. Okay. Any, interesting people you want to tell me about? Any interesting figures or kind of out there memorable characters?
Dwayne Herman.
Dwayne Herman. Okay.
Character. He's outgoing and just not afraid to put his face out into places.
Mm-hmm. And he's in Topeka?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's also a poet.
Huh.
Published and a writer for the a lot of stuff.
Interesting. Okay. The name doesn't sound familiar to me, but I'll have to look him up. Interesting. Is there any sort of hierarchy, or is it all kind of... Everyone's on the same level?
Well, everyone's on the same level.
Well, sure, I mean, like, yes, in the greater sense, of course, but I mean, like, is there, like, one organizer for, you know, like, are there people that carry more?
Well, there's an elected process of spiritualist assemblies.
Okay.
There's local, there's national, and then there's the Universal House of Justice.
Okay.
Which... is like hard to talk about.
Okay. Fair enough.
So magnanimous and it's the essence and it's pretty intense.
Okay.
But the local spiritual assemblies, they are supposed to be kind of like the parents or like the guardians or the helpers of like the community as a whole, not just the Baha'i community.
Okay.
And so they work on like, they're there for advice basically. And to help organize and to help move things along and towards the progression of the most great peace.
Okay.
Which is an inevitable consequence of the human spirit,
mm-hmm.
nature,
That's very interesting. How do you guys recruit new members? Is there any recruiting, or is it just kind of...
Well, that's complicated. I mean, you gotta ask, each Baha'i is different.
Okay.
I mean, some people are real, like, be Baha'i, mm-hmm. you know, such a label. Some people are, I guess, a little more like me, but they don't care as much, but...
Oh, you need that test, huh? That's the issue. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
It's a law of Baha'i faith to teach.
Okay.
But it also says not, Baha'u'llah explicitly says not to solicit the religion.
Okay.
I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, so you're certainly not going to go like door to door or something like
no.
that. Yeah, exactly.
I
know. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Interesting. What about relationships to other religious organizations? Is there any sort of...
Oh, it's a strong interfaith movement.
Okay.
Baha'is are all about interfaith because they believe that each of the religions is actually from God.
Yeah.
Meant to, yeah. And so a lot of Baha'is see it as like a progression in towards this great standard of oneness.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I think it might be this interfaith movement. I think it's pretty good. It's basically the idea of, like, we're all children of God.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's true. I mean, it's like,
sure.
Yeah.
So, do you guys, like, get together with other churches or synagogues?
Oh, yeah.
Or, okay. Cool.
Like, Dwayne, for instance, he goes regularly to the mosque in Topeka
mm-hmm.
and attends a Quaker's meeting house as well.
Okay.
And I've attended the Quaker one and the synagogue.
Okay. So is that sort of, would you say that's typical, that through adulthood you continue to go to many different...
Depends.
Okay. Okay. Interesting. How about children in the group? What's it like for a kid to be Baha'i?
Pretty good.
Sounds like it's a pretty loving...
It is.
A loving group.
Yeah. There's children classes once a week. Which are pretty, I mean, the kids seem pretty happy.
Mm-hmm.
They foster really well.
Is it all ages, or?
I think the children last from to like the age 13, 14.
Okay.
And childhood, and then it's youth from 15 to 21.
Okay.
And then adulthood at 25, I think, and in between is like a limbo. No, like
that's where you fall.
Limbo. Yeah, I fall in limbo.
I guess so. So, then until you're 13, are you all together for children's class, or is it? Do they have different? I guess it sort of depends on how big.
Yeah, it's all together in children's class, and
okay.
it depends on how big.
Yeah. Cool. How big is it to get to know?
The children's class probably I think like 4 or 5 kids.
Okay. Do you have any sense of how many people there are in the group in Topeka total? I suppose that's kind of a tough question.
It is a tough question. Of people who would subscribe to Baha'u'llah, I don't know how to say this, who would call themselves Baha'i, maybe,
mm-hmm.
or refer to themselves Baha'i, numbers vague because there's a lot who just don't go to meetings.
Sure.
They just don't go.
Mm-hmm.
Probably including them, 30 or 40.
Okay. Is there any sort of official membership, or is it all just sort of like if you come here?
Not spiritually.
Yeah.
But there's a card that you sign, which is just for administrative purposes.
Sure.
A card that you can sign for administrative purposes.
Okay. Interesting.
That's done differently between countries.
Okay.
Some countries don't have that.
Interesting. What about like any other community service or like any other... interaction with the community? I mean, that's a pretty nasty part of town where you've got your meeting house. Do you guys do any sort of outreach or?
Yeah, regularly.
What kind of stuff?
It's more on an individual basis.
Sure.
Just encouraged on.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What about, like, are there any sort of, like, rules and regulations about, like, behavior? Or are there any sort of, like, things that are frowned upon that you're told not to do? Or?
As a Baha'i, like, laws,
yeah.
Spiritual laws?
Sure. Or even just at, you know, at your meetings or at, you know, are there sort of, like, expectations of how people
Not at the
be?
Meetings, not at all.
Okay.
Other than the spiritual laws, that's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm.
Those are written down in the Kitab Yaqdas.
Okay.
Which is, means the most holy book.
Okay.
It was said to be more, and sometimes referred to as Book of Laws, but it was said to be more a choice wine of, choice wine.
Okay.
And it is just a mere code of laws.
Okay. Interesting. How about, like, you know, for big, like, life movements, you know, like things like marriage or, you know, divorce or any regulations there?
Yeah, there
okay.
are. They're not so much regulations as they are, like, laws, but the,
mm-hmm.
I mean, they're for our own good. If we follow them, then they're for betterment. If not, then we're just shit out of luck.
So what is are there, like, Baha'i marriages that are, okay.
For the Baha'i marriage, it's, the only requirement is that the husband and wife say the same vows, which is we all verily abide by the will of God.
Okay.
And for divorce, Baha'u'llah asks that if resentment arises, then to wait, go through a year of patience, where to give the chance for love to spark up again.
Hmm.
And if it does, then renew the relationship. And if not, get divorced.
Interesting. Okay. How about, like, childbirth and child rearing? Are there, like, particulars there, or is it pretty... Okay.
There are some, actually. It says that the father should teach the children to read and write, and that if there's a necessary choice made through economic or whatever reason
mm-hmm.
between what child to educate, that you should educate the female, the lady, the woman.
Mm-hmm.
Because they end up, well, just because you should.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
There's been interpretations, but I don't want to slander scripture with someone else's.
Sure, I understand. Any sort of rules about sexual behavior, or is it pretty, like...
Well, chastity is emphasized more so
okay.
than specific sexual acts.
Okay.
Which I respect.
Yeah. Okay. Have you ever thought about leaving? I mean, is it really a process of officially leaving, or is it more like you just kind of fall away from it for a moment, maybe, or?
Yeah, that's probably it.
Yeah. Okay. What do you see your future being like with the group? I mean, I guess it's kind of a hard thing to answer, but do you see yourself being more involved in the future, or?
I think I do. I will.
Yeah.
I'm trying to separate right now the difference between the Baha'i faith
mm-hmm.
and the Baha'is. It's a very complicated thing.
Okay.
I mean, it says even in the scripture, of the people who are Baha'i who've never even heard of Baha'u'llah or his mission.
Okay.
So that gets really confusing when trying to be Baha'i
mm-hmm.
and going to meetings.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like I want to include so many more people that just don't know.
It's kind of a lofty task, I suppose. Yeah. Gotta tell everyone, you know. What do you see the future of the group altogether? Do you see, I guess, Baha'is in general or Topeka itself? Do you see it growing or?
I see it going through a stagnated period and then getting better.
Okay.
Maybe having that stagnation as a motivation eventually.
Sure.
Once people wake up.
Yeah. What about any sort of, like, political affiliations? Is there
we're discouraged from, actually, I think it says something like, avoid politics like the plague.
That's funny. Which is interesting since you guys have elections.
Yeah. Well, there's no campaigning.
Oh, okay. Interesting. I guess that makes sense, yeah. Huh. Okay. What do you think the membership was like when you were a kid versus now? Does it seem like it's pretty constant, or?
It's been growing, actually. It grows in spurts.
Mm-hmm.
I think that comes with, like, this is my own personal thing.
Sure.
I think it comes with some kind of collective consciousness, or consciousness, or whatever you want to call it, that people just are aware of these spiritual truths and jumps.
Mm-hmm.
And when those occur, like, more people come into the faith. Whatever that means, coming into the faith.
Yeah. Okay. Tell me about what your best memory is being a Baha'i, like, you know, something that stands out in your mind as being a really wonderful thing about it. I guess it doesn't have to be just one thing. You've got a couple.
Wow. Probably the feeling I got at pilgrimage.
Okay. And tell me more about that.
It was,
I don't know
this,
what that is. Sorry, I'm so ignorant about your faith. I'm like, okay, I'm learning.
Sorry. Pilgrimage is said to be done if possible, if the means are there or something like that. From age 15, it's accredited until however old you get.
Okay.
We're asked to have a pilgrimage if we can.
Okay.
It's in Haifa, Israel, on Mount Carmel.
Okay.
There's Mount Carmel and Bashi, which is just outside.
Okay.
And it's also the Qibli, which is, well, there's always been Qibli. It's like the focal point of prayer.
Okay.
It was in Jerusalem for a while, and then it went to Mecca, and then when Baha'u'llah came, he changed it to where he was buried.
Okay. And so when did you go?
I was 15.
Oh, very cool. I didn't know that. Interesting. And did you go by yourself, or?
With my family.
Okay. Interesting. Very cool. And so is there any sort of specific tasks while there, or are you just sort of going to experience and kind of do your own thing? Or?
Tasks.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of, I'm sort of like putting your experience into a box. I'm sure that's hard to narrow down.
You just go.
Okay. Fair enough. That's fine. And so what made it the best experience for you? What about it stands out?
There's all one moment. And it is a great moment.
Okay. How about any negative things that stand out in your mind? Would you have changed things about the way you were raised, or?
You know, I think that the tests helped me.
Yeah. I mean, it's a huge minority, right? I mean, it must have been tough to. I mean, I can sort of vaguely remember some drama when, you know, you were in high school, you know, they're just kind of like, people are sort of on your case about what your beliefs are. I'm sure it's tough. I mean, high school is tough enough as it is, but
it's been hard.
Mm-hmm.
But every test and difficulty brings us closer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Same with the good times.
Yeah, right. What about any other, like, group efforts that people get into? Are there any sort of like special interest groups, or like would you guys affiliate with any other, I don't know, like any sort of, well, you mentioned that, you know, one person is a poet, that kind of thing. Are there any sort of like special
groups,
things that tend to come out of the group in Topeka, or anything you can think of?
Classes, yeah, now and then I'll do something. I think they tried to do a book club at one point.
Okay.
That's not the emphasis so much
mm-hmm.
as the spiritual centeredness.
Sure. Okay. Do you...
There is deepenings also.
Okay.
And firesides, which are... Firesides are just kind of like spiritual open discard. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And deepenings are just that. They're deepening into the faith. Which,
okay.
Yeah. The true essence of whatever.
Okay.
Namelessness.
Yeah. Do your parents still... Are they still active in the group, or are they...
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And so do they have meetings at their house and things, or...?
Yeah, occasionally.
Okay.
Mostly it's done... Well, it kind of alternates. Mostly it's done at people's houses, but every now and then I'll be at the Quaker meeting house.
Okay.
But I think I'll have a DVD there.
Okay. Interesting.
Those are Sunday nights.
Oh, okay. And all, every Sunday, or...?
I think so, just about.
Okay. And so, do you go regularly? Have you?
Not since I moved.
Yeah.
I used to attend the firesides every time at my parents' house.
Okay.
Those are good. But the deepenings, not as much. And not since I moved.
Mm-hmm.
It's been hard finding Baha'is in Lawrence. I live with one, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
What are the chances of that?
I know. we were friends, and I taught him, and he decided to become Baha'i.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Is there any sort of other group in or in the area? I mean, other than Topeka, is there, there's got to be something
there,
here in Lawrence.
Yeah, I know. There is, actually. There was a number. I tried calling, getting online and contacting the Baha'i number that I saw there
uh-huh.
for Lawrence, but now I never got a phone call back.
Hmm.
That's
strange, huh?
Yeah, and I know that there's a lot of Baha'i youth actually in the area. It's just
yeah.
a matter of getting. I mean, they had a Baha'i club on campus, but I couldn't go. I was in a student.
Oh, that's
so.
Lousy.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, I bet you could get in touch with them and hook up
yeah.
for you know something.
Baseball.
Yeah, right. There's got to be some sort of. I mean, it just seems like the kind of community that would really foster this sort of group. I mean. It sure seems like it. I mean, it sounds like such a really, you know, open-minded group and everything, you know? It seems like Lawrence. Hmm. How about any, like, any other suggestions for people to interview? Do you have, I mean, you mentioned your friend.
Dwayne Harmon would be
Yeah.
Eric would be interesting. He mentioned Catholics. He's my roommate.
Oh, okay.
I think Dwayne would be the most interesting person.
Okay. It seems...
I'm trying to think of something.
Okay, yeah, no problem. I mean, if you think of something, or if you have any sort of, like, documents or diaries or anything interesting from... Well, I don't want to read your entire diary, of course, but if you've got something that you would like to be documented, we're, you know, going to house lots of public records for all this stuff, so it's going to be things that may be interesting to people in the future.
All right, I'll do that.
Yeah, so if you've got any ideas or, you know... pamphlets or books or anything that's related to your faith that would be, you know, possibly interesting to have down on record.
Okay.
But, you know, no pressure, of course. You know, think about it if there's something that, you know, embodies your faith or something that, you know, that your group puts out maybe or, you know, something along those lines.
Yeah, I got
something. Okay.
Something I wrote, if that's okay.
Sure, yeah.
It's I titled it Count on My Jeremy.
Okay.
I'll get that to you.
That would be really cool. Thanks, I appreciate it. Any other stories you got for me, or any final thoughts about?
We are one.
That's a good ending. Well, I really appreciate it. I know it's asking a lot to make somebody come in and talk about their personal feelings of their faith and everything. So.